As a matter of fact, I had to, during the countdown, I had to turn it up because I was doing something else, and I said, oh, the countdown's on. I couldn't hear it, but that's not a complaint. It's a praise report because people were talking. People were laughing. People were having a good time. Hello? That's what church is all about. People coming together. We get to come. I don't get to see some of you except on Sunday. But you understand what I'm saying, that we come to the church to be able to fellowship with one another. Because Jesus said it in his word to fellowship, right? Hallelujah. Well, that's the first message. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm just giving God the praise for you, for each and every one of you. And I just remembered what I was going to say. It'll be in the next bulletin, I know. We're going to also be having our water baptism coming up here short, you know, later. We'll have a sign-up sheet in the foyer. If you know you want to get baptized, we'll sign up for that, and then we'll get all the other information. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that was what I wanted to say. Don't forget, be looking in the bulletin and be looking out there for the sign-up sheet for water baptism. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to hear the word this morning? Well, I am ready to give you the word, and perfect opportunity being the last Sunday of 2024. The last Sunday. But if you're writing a title down, it would more or less be giving the new year a kickstart. We're getting a few days before the new year comes, so we're getting ready for the new year. And you know, and I tell you, a lot of people have a lot of plans for that day. You know, whatever, you know, everybody eats the black-eyed peas and cabbage and all that, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But the main thing is, we focus on God into the 2025. But giving this new year a kickstart. Matter of fact, turn to Isaiah 42:9. Isaiah 42:9, it says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Praise the Lord. And you know, here we go again. We're getting ready to start a whole brand new year. Well, I guess you could say it's a new beginning, because 2024 is gone, right? New things are coming forward. And we've heard it today during our praise report that better things are coming for those who are trusting in the Lord. As we start in this new year, we're realizing new goals. That's why one reason we got the survey. We got goals the church would like to try to meet. And without your part in it, it'll have a harder time to accomplish those things. And you know, it takes time. We have to evaluate where we are. Now, I'm not talking about just for the church. In your own life, you have to evaluate, where am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? You have to make your own plan of action. You know, and we can't live on yesterday's blessing, nor should we dwell on yesterday's failures. I don't know about you, but I made several mistakes during the year. Praise the Lord. But you understand what I'm saying, that, you know, we can't go on our yesterday's failures, because this is going to be a new year. Matter of fact, a Christian, every day is a new day for a Christian. Every day is a new day. And we can't be disappointed in our failures, because we know we can ask God to forgive us. Yeah. I just think about the people that don't know Jesus. I'm talking about know Jesus, not just to say, well, I go to church. I go to church on Sundays. And when I don't have nothing else to do, I'll be here. But that's not loving Jesus. You know, it is time to forget the past. It's time to forget the past and move forward into the presence and into the future. Man. That's what's good about being a Christian. You can look into the future and, you know, God's word. Where am I? What am I going to do? Matter of fact, look in Philippians 3:13. Philippians 3:13, we're 13 and 14. It says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting A lot of people have a hard time forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. In verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know, a few of you may have run track and been on a relay team. Everybody understands that when you're a relay team, the first guy takes off, he's running, he's got the baton in his hand. The next guy's got is standing in position, and guess what? He don't run like this. No, he's running, don't look behind you, he's looking forward. And all of a sudden, the baton hits that hand, and he's gone. He never looked back to check out the little guy. You okay back there? No, a lot of times that's what we do. We'll run and turn around and make sure we okay. You know, this is a little bit much for you. Yeah, you know, you're not used to this, talking about yourself. Because a lot of you have come from here, and God has moved you here. And you know, you keep looking, you don't want to look back at your mistakes. You don't want to look at what you've got, what God has blessed you with, because he's got new blessings. Can you imagine? So like I said, the relay guy never looks back. He takes a stick, runs to the next guy. He runs up behind him. Only thing that relay guy does is look for that mark he placed over there. Because if he don't take off in time, that runner with the baton is going to run and slap over him. That's like a lot of Christians. Not watching what God wants to move in our lives. God wants to do something in your life. And here we are standing here waiting on. And all of a sudden, when that other runner hits that mark where you, so you can take off running, and it's a smooth glide when he gives you that stick. Hallelujah. Well, I call it a stick. I think it's aluminum now. I don't know what. We used to have a cane. It looked like an old cane pole that they cut off about that long. Made out of that bamboo. That's what it was. That's all we had. Praise the Lord. But many people all over the world, now think about this, are in the processing of making a New Year's resolution, of which many of them will not fulfill. Matter of fact, I can remember a lot of times somebody was telling me, what is your New Year's resolution? Just be live a healthy life, live with what God wants me to do. But in the old days, what you say? Well, I want to be rich. I want to get this. I want this and that. And I want this. I want the fancy. I want some brand new tires for my Camaro. I want. That's my resolution. But I can tell you one thing. That's not what it is when God says that. He wants us to make our resolutions to him, so that we can fulfill the plans. And if we don't fulfill the plan, guess what? He's not going to beat us over the head. All we got to do is start over. That's what I like about serving an awesome God. You know, for the Bible believing, for us Bible believing Christians, it's an opportunity to look back over the past year and to see what we were able to do and what we were unable to do, so that we can adjust ourselves. You know, you adjust yourselves to the Word of God, to do what God says, because that's where our blessings come from, the Word of God. Not by us just saying, well, God, I'm gonna serve you more. Within a month, they forgot about what they said. But you know, it's a new beginning for Christians. And you know, a season of new beginnings for us as a believer. And you know, we can sense an intense, I guess you'd say, the intense of what God wanting to bless his people. God wants to bless us, but a lot of times we're not focused on God. We're focused on how can I get rich, when God wants to bless us with more than what we can imagine. Praise the Lord. But it's time to look ahead. That's what I said about this survey. It's time to look ahead. What's in store for Hope Campus? What's in store for this church to fulfill God's plan? Not your plan, God's plan. Not my plan, God's plan. You see what I'm saying? It's God's plan that we need to fulfill, because if we want this church to be blessed, we do God's plan. And we do what God tells us to do. You know, it's a season of getting new goals. What is our goals? And putting them into effect, those that we've been putting off. Oh, that's too hard of a goal. You know, I don't know what your goal is, but a lot of times people put a goal out way out there where they can't get it. They can't even skim close to it. No, don't get a goal like that. Get a goal, you know, like they say, shoot for the moon. No, just do a goal that you can, you know, and adjust it as you go. You know, do it. You say, I'm going to do this. This is my goal. I'm gonna put up some shelves in my garage. That goal's been going on now about 12 years. But it's in there, though. I've been adjusting. It's going to happen because I got some shelves and I'm getting closer. Before that, I just got some, my next door neighbor gave me some brackets. I said, well, that's getting close. Now I got some shelves. You see what I'm saying? My goal is there. I just hadn't fulfilled my goal yet. But you know, because we keep putting it off, something else comes up. Something's better to come up with. You know, if we can be it can be a day of new beginnings in our life. I don't know about you, but I like new beginnings in my life. I don't know about you. The things that God wants to do in our life. You know, in the Lord, every day should be a day of new beginnings. Every day. You think about it. Every day should be a day of new beginnings. Didn't he say in his word? He makes it. How do you know what he says in his word? Because I looked in 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians 4:16, and this is what he says in his word. He says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Oh, man, I didn't make my goal. I didn't get to do this. I just don't understand why I can't. Therefore, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Praise the Lord. That's how we can reevaluate ourselves. And we can have to understand that we're being renewed. God is renewing us every day. And we're moving in a way that God wants us to be renewed. Not the way we expect to get renewed. Because if we don't have the word in us, we can't, like somebody says, we need to think like God. If you don't have the word, how are you going to think like God? If you don't have the word, how are you going to talk like God? But you have to understand that to move into an area, we need to speak God's word over that situation. And continuously speaking over that whole situation, just like healing in our bodies. You can, like Miss Lynn said, I felt so good after the prayer that, you know, that Sunday she was here, and you know, but I want some more. You see what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. You don't just say, well, that's it, it didn't work this time, or it worked, but that's all right, I'm going to get by. No, you keep pumping the healing word into you. And we were walking the other day, and I said, man, I hadn't walked in a long time, and it showed. I could feel it. And I said, man, this ain't right. I'm backed up. Well, whose fault is it? Is God's fault? No, I heard people blame God before. Oh, God let that, my hip hurt again before walking, and my leg hurt, and all this kind of stuff. No, it ain't God's fault. It's mine, because I sat on that couch eating Fritos and Cheetos and all that, you know, when I could have been out there walking around. You understand what I'm saying? But no, it's my fault that, you know, it happened, not God's fault. God gave us a beautiful place to walk. But, you know, I believe God wants to create a sense of newness in us, each and every one of us, a newness. We're not the old way we used to be. At least you're not supposed to be. If you are, need some prayer. But he desires us to greatly fulfill his plan in his life. And that's what is really needed before we can give ourselves a good kickstart. You know, and it's good to have a good close friend that that's seen you kind of lag behind and say, come on, let's go. Come on, get up. Come on, we got things to do. We ain't got time to be laying around. Come on, we got things to do for God. We got things to do. And you understand what I'm saying? Come on, get up. I'm talking humans. Humans get in that kind of situation. But we need a good kickstart. Because some of us get lazy, like I told you about my walking. Whew. Somebody, you know, you might say, well, I ain't going out there today. It's too windy. I ain't going out there today. It's too cold. I ain't going out there today. It's too hot. In Louisiana, just wait a while. It'll get right. Praise the Lord. I want you to look in Isaiah 43:18. Isaiah 43:18. Praise the Lord. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Wow. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? That's a question. It will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Over the years, I've had a lot of realized goals in my life. And, you know, a lot of failures and unrealized goals as well. You know, just you just know you wasn't going to make that goal. But, you know, we need to understand that we get to wipe the slate clean. Whatever happened last year is gone. Wipe it, let it go. And, you know, the devil wants to have keep, well, he said, just keep that one right there so I can push that little button every now and then to kind of remind you of what happened last year. You understand what I'm saying? The devil wants to keep you with that little button that he can push. But wipe it clean. In my pantry, I got a humongous chalkboard in there. I mean, it that tall to about right here. I put my grocery list on there. Yeah. I get up there and I put the first, you know, what we need, bread, milk, whatever, egg. I put it all on there. What am I doing? I'm writing down what we need. And you need to write things in what you have in your life. What do you want to accomplish? What things do you want to do? And, you know, and after I do go to the store and I come back, I get my little racer and race it all off. And every so often I go outside and I do my old school when I was in first grade. They used to take you out back. And you always stand downwind. First time I did, I stood it went into the wind. I come back in, all you could see was my eyes. But that's okay. They wiped it off, and I mean, first grade. Hello. But I learned. See, that's why it caused learning. When you do things, you learn about things. And you correct those things, just like God corrects us into doing the right thing. But we got to do something. Praise the Lord. But we have to understand that God, knowing God, wants to set us into a new beginning, new blessings in our life. And we get to wipe that slate clean, like I said there, and start over. There's nothing wrong with starting over. You know, but in spiritual life, in our regular life, we can get rid of that, erase it, and start over and press towards the goal for the prize that Jesus talked about in his word. That we go to that. Why? Because we are new creation. You're not the same person as you were. You know, you may have been born again 1 year. You're not the same person as you were. Now you may have some. You ever eat some gumbo, and you suck it all up, get your bread, suck it all up. You still got something in there, and if you leave it too long, it will kind of cake around there. Okay, I was wondering if I was the only one that saw that. But that's basically like in our lives. If we still have some things before, that like that gumbo, that stuff is caked around the side. Not very thick. It's just a film. But it's right there to show your old, your past, the way you were. Oh, no, I don't belong to that past anymore. Well, wipe it clean. Wipe the slate clean. Get rid of all that old stuff that you were. But I want you to look in 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Newness comes by letting go of the past. I know good and well, everybody in here has a past. You have a past. You had something in your past. But let it go is what God's saying in his word. No matter how miserable you failed in life or in your Christianity, let it go. Drop it. Get rid of it. You know, just like Jonah. You know, he had his own imagination. And, you know, he was thinking about him. You know, it's about me. That's all me. God had already spoke to him to go do something, didn't he? But it was all about me. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I don't know how bad a whale's breath stinks. A big fish, his breath stinks. And he got to experience that. Why? Because he was disobedient to God, not listening to what God told him to do. Can you imagine if he'd have listened to God, he wouldn't have to been in that whale for all those days. I don't know about you, but I like fish, but I don't like when fish like me. You see what I'm saying? That we need to understand that we listen to God or get swallowed up by the big fish. Hallelujah. But you know, it's disappointing that, you know, we look at him and say, why didn't he listen to God? And you know, why don't we listen to God sometimes? Why don't we listen to what God is telling us to do? You know, our own ideas, our desires get in the way. And it totally blocked what God is trying to do for us because we want to do what we want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. But God telling us in his word for us to obey him. Newness comes by allowing God to renew our spirits. You know, we need to get in touch with what God wants to do in our life. And you know, rather than what we want all the time. Now sure, God blesses us with things. But he wants us to be in touch with him, not just on Sunday morning, not just whenever we feel like it. But David prayed for God to create a new heart and renew a right and or steadfast spirit within him. David prayed that. And we should all be able to pray that. And this should be our heart attitude. Create in me a new heart. And you know, we need to get in touch with those things. Not just our feelings, but with God, what God wants. Look in Psalms 51:10. Psalms 51:10. It's creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That's what David was talking about. That's what he wants us to do. God can only create a sense of newness when we yield ourselves to him and open up our hearts to him. And he can do those things. And, you know, don't want to be attached to your identity. You know, God, you got your own identity. Well, I did this, I do this, and that's my identity, that's who I am. Just like a policeman, you see him, if he's in a patrol car, he steps out, he's got a uniform on. He's got his badge, and he's got all that. He's got his gun, handcuffs. Taser, he's got all his equipment on him. But then when you see him somewhere else, what is he? Ordinary man. And the only reason why I recognize some of them in their face and know who they are. And you see them and you know that they're not being attached to that identity. That's why God don't want us to get attached to what we think our identity is. God wants to change our identity. Hallelujah. But, you know, we have to understand that we need to understand it takes a restored and renewed vision to move forward in God. Restored and renewed vision. That means spending time with God. And, you know, and I pray that as we go into the new year that we will spend more time with God. And, you know, that and you know, so that he can renew and strengthen our lives. When you spend time with the doctor, if you're looking for healing in your body, spend time with the doctor. Praise the Lord. And, you know, have the Holy Spirit reveal new things. And it comes from waiting on God and allowing Him to speak to our spirits. Have that one-on-one time with God. Look in Isaiah 40, 31. Isaiah 40, 31. And He tells us, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. Learn to wait on God. You know, get out of that microwave mentality. Get into that 1 hour for three at 350 degrees. You know, get out of that microwave. Learn to wait on God with the expectation of a new revelation and understanding of what His desire towards us are. What's His desires for us? I don't know. Well, spend time with God. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And that's, you know, I stand on that right there. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And faith is what gets us. Faith pleases God. You know, use your faith. Extend your faith out further than where you can see. And I can tell you, once you start seeing things way out there, your faith will be exercised and it will grow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this today? Yes. Hallelujah.